The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We started talking about Bitochen for Olam Haba. And we saw that there's Olam Haba that Hashem gives the chesed even though we don't deserve it, and there's Olam Haba that Hashem gives that we deserve. Because Allah says a tremendous chiddush. It says that no matter how many mitzvahs we do, Olam Haba is the chesed. It's in the Pasuk Mefurash that says, "Bechor Hashem chosed ki atam eshalim ishkei maaseyu." Hashem does chesed that he pays us back for our work, which sounds contradictory. If we're getting paid for our work, so why is that a chesed, something we deserve? The answer is that the etzem Hashem gives us everything. He gives us life. He gives us all the koiches, physical koiches, emotional koiches, to make it possible for us to do the mitzvah. So basically we're using everything that he gave us in the way he wanted. But we're not giving him any gain. But without him giving us everything, we wouldn't have anything. So therefore he says, Betzim, if you don't use it right, then you're stealing Kavah Yochel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use it right, so you got a gift, you're using it properly. You don't really deserve Olam Haba. That's a frightening thing. That's not so frightening, because the Maaseh said we know that Hashem is Rav Chesed, and that's the way he set up the world, that if we do the mitzvahs, we do get Olam Haba. But there's one amazing thing that he says. There's one way to be Zeichat Olam Haba.
Kol HaLashon.
B'schus, not just B'chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's if a person is mechazik other Jews. If you mechazik another Jew, you mekarev another Jew, then you're adding to the people that are Hashem etoy mitzvahs. So you're not just using the kelim that Hashem gave you to do your thing for yourself, which, like we said, Hashem didn't gain anything kavah yochel from it. But if you are using the koyches that you have, and with the koyches you have, you're activating somebody else, making them do the ratzon Hashem, then you're really being adding something more, just using what you had for yourself. And that's something that's deserving of chesed. So there's a big chizik for all of us to think. Whenever I could say a good word to somebody, a word of chizik, or kiddo, whatever it is, you never know. Sometimes just saying a good morning to somebody could change his whole attitude. I know a very big Talmud Chacham that told me that he moved to Eretz Yisrael many, many, many years ago. And people were not very forthcoming, call them shy, whatever it is. And he started having second thoughts about coming to Eretz Yisrael. And one day he came into shul, and somebody came up to him and gave him such a warm Shalom Aleichem, and was so excited that you're here and you came to be with us. And that changed his whole attitude. And then he stayed on, and today he's a tremendous teacher of Torah and tzaddik and everything else. So you never know, the right word at the right time makes a big difference. Should be zeichet to take advantage of all these opportunities come about. You don't have to go out of your house, to your children, to your wife, to your husband. Say nice words and mechazik them. You never know the long-term effect it can have on them and the entire family. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.